You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the surface of Mars, to Curiosity, the rover, to revelations in these last hours that require explication. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, is here as my colleague and co-pilot. And we go to the astrobiologist of my experience these many decades, David Grinspoon. David joins us to understand the information we're getting from Curiosity that's raised lots of excitement. But then again, Dr. Grinspoon has taught me over the years, do not get carried away with that word life. Lay back. Wait. Explore all the other possibilities. And then, Dr. Grinspoon, a very good evening to you. I'll read from the Life Science report. NASA's Curiosity rover has found some interesting organic compounds on the red planet. What have they found to your understanding? Good evening, David.
Good evening, John, and hello, David. Yes, well, it's very exciting, and I think that they're representing it in a reasonable and responsible way. That is, they're saying correctly, this is something that is intriguing, unusual, and potentially a sign of life. And yet, there are other possible explanations. I mean, that's the right way to discuss it. Part of what's so cool about this and striking to people that have been studying Mars for a long time is that this particular anomaly that they found is one of the anomalies that we've previously discussed that could easily be an indicator of life. In other words, before they found it, it was on the list of things that people said, hey, if we find this, then that's possibly a sign of life. So that, you know, that bumps it up in credibility. This is an isotopic ratio, which is a fancy word for meaning, you know, there are different flavors of carbon. Every carbon atom has six protons and either, six or seven or sometimes eight neutrons, and that gives them different masses, and they chemically act the same. In other words, they make the same bonds. The a carbon will react with two oxygens and make CO2 or four hydrogens and make methane, but the different masses of carbon can be measured distinctly, and they sometimes behave slightly different chemically. And one of the things that treats them differently is living molecules. In biological molecules, on Earth, you find preferentially light carbon. That is, you'll find more carbon-12 and less carbon-13 than just in the general environment. Biological molecules prefer carbon-12. So on Earth, this is one of the ways that you identify sediments that had something living in them, is that you'll find this sort of what we call light carbon that is preferentially carbon-12 and less carbon-13. So when you find that on Mars, you go, hey, wait a minute, this is interesting. And then you should add in this discussion, it's not the only way to make that light carbon, but biology is one of the things that makes it. So that puts it in a category of, you know, very intriguing, to say the least.
Dr. Livingston?
Do we have the instruments on Mars to go the next step in the analysis? And if not, what do we need to do the next step? And is it humans on Mars, or what is the next step?
Well, I mean, what we can do right away, and surely is being done, is more of the same analysis, where you're, now that you know that you've found organics there, and there's apparently a range of this ratio, this carbon 12 to carbon 13 ratio, with the same rover and the same instrument, you can collect more samples and try to gather more understanding of what is the pattern. Which rocks have this light carbon? What else can we find out about those rocks? What else can we find out about the organics in those samples? So there's certainly more that can be done with the instruments we have on Mars now. And then the question is, can we find this at other sites? Well, you know, what about Perseverance? Can Perseverance find samples that have organics and that have this light carbon? If you find, the more locations you find it in, then the more you can look for patterns which confirm or refute the exotic hypothesis of life, or give you a clue to some other hypothesis. Now, in the future, one could imagine that we would send up to these same sites or to other sites where we suspect the same thing is going on, instruments that can do more to tell us exactly what these organic molecules are, and more to understand the context that they're found in and what exactly the rocks are that they're found in. And, you know, now that we have hypotheses to explain this, one of which is the biological hypothesis, we can start to put together a program of observations that, you know, you make predictions and you say, well, if it's not life, and it's just because Mars passed through a molecular cloud that had a lot of light carbon, then that should have also done this other thing. And therefore, you start making predictions, and you dig up the rocks and you rule out those other hypotheses. So there's more that can be done with what we have on Mars now. But if, you know, certainly if this holds up, it will have a big influence on what we send to Mars in the future.
This is ancient life, microbial life, once upon a time, not living. Gale Crater has a lake and stream system, which is consistent with how we understand life. And I take it we're looking for something similar to what we regard as life, the paleontological microbes, all of that. There was one explanation that attracted me, David, and I want to try it out because it seemed the simplest. Ultraviolet on the surface of Mars is not mitigated in any fashion, hitting the carbon dioxide atmosphere. I read that that is possible to create this carbon 12. Is that correct?
Yes. So one thing that, you know, as I mentioned, carbon 12 and carbon 13, what's interesting about these isotopes in general and isotopes of stable atoms in general is that they do mostly behave very similar. There are not very many things that will cause the different carbon isotopes to segregate and do different things. Mostly they follow the same chemical reactions, but there are a few things that will discriminate between the lighter and the heavier versions of carbon. And one of them is, as you mentioned, ultraviolet radiation, that these what we call photolysis reactions, where photons, high energy photons, break apart molecules of CO2. It happens at a slightly different efficiency for the heavier and the lighter versions of carbon. So ultraviolet light is something that can, in some environments, cause some of that discrimination. So again, that's something that, if that's what's doing it, then there are probably other predictions that can be made. You have to ask, okay, so what would then that mean for the abundances of other molecules and for the pattern? Well, you know, that would give you a certain kind of pattern of where the heavy and light carbon ended up, that you could start to do a chemical model and say, if it's ultraviolet light and not life, then that should produce this other pattern. And I don't have all of that in my head because this is new, but it allows you to start making predictions, which will specifically help you to discriminate between those different mechanisms.
That explains why they want time to analyze this. Mr. Livingston, we have about a minute if you have a quick question.
So I read that no other biological signs have been announced or found on Mars. Is that a significant blow against the theory that this is ancient life?
Well, not necessarily, because, you know, the fact that it is ancient life, if that's what it is, would mean that a lot of the signs, the more obvious signs, would have been destroyed. And in fact, this is the first kind of sign you might well start to see. You know, there is this other observation that's been mentioned, which is that there seems to be some methane seeping out of the ground in places on Mars. And, you know, that obviously could be connected. And that could also be a sign of ancient life. It could also be, you know, possibly a sign of present day life. But one could imagine that if there was ancient methane producing life on Mars, which is what, you know, one of the things that could be responsible for this weird isotope ratio they're reporting, that then that could mean that there was methane stored underground on Mars as a result of that, that would be seeping out now over geologic time. So there's a potential consistent story where both this weird isotopic ratio and that methane that's been previously seen could both be remnants of some ancient reservoir of underground life.
Dr. David Grinspoon and Dr. David Livingston speculating, observing, analyzing the early reports from NASA about a discovery by Curiosity, the old rover on the surface of Mars. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.